NBA teams. So I just want to respect the league, respect sports, show love to the players and the effort they put in, especially the legends. And that's our show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Jack Wynn. You're listening to Winning Time here on WMUC FM Radio in College Park. Already looking forward to next week's episode.
WMUC-FM College Park, the favorite radio station of the engineer, 10 watts of pure power.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Saw some turbines. beside the maggots and worms, chewed through the mess that we made, plowed the ground good for you, could grow some plants if you wanted to. Thank you.
think you're cute. I'll keep you in the cellar, show you to the children. Kill me after dinner, you're alright. You look like someone I could bury in the garden. Cover you in diamonds when I die. And when I die. And when I die. And when I die. I'll pick you up. I'll tear out all your feathers. Put you in the oven.
Hey, this is Vince from Army of Me, and you're listening to WMUC College Park.
Icicles drip from his eyes. I'm a puppet on a string. Tracy Island, time traveling diamond. Could a sheep heartache come to find you for in some velvet morning? Years too late. She's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space in my mind. When she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. All I wanna ever say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine? Are you mine? All right. I guess what I'm trying to say. She's not right there beside me. I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna hear is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to WMUC College Park. I'm Greg Freeman.
what I am so far. Until you get out of this mess, and I will pretend that I don't know of your sins.
Good evening, friends of liberty. How completely can civil liberties be preserved in a democracy? Or to put it the other way, how much of them must be surrendered in a time of national emergency? We do legally have them. They are embedded in our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They do not belong to our Congress or our President or even our Supreme Court. They belong to us. Should they be permanently impaired or injured by any process whatever, we are to blame. Then we must eternally guard them. But in guarding them from an external menace, is it or is it not necessary to permit their temporary suspension within our borders? When a nation is in danger, some of the liberties that are possible in quiet times have to be surrendered. If the danger is very great, additional curbs may be necessary till the time of crisis is ended. Liberty for all mankind is the ultimate goal. People are not always so reasonable.
The whole climate of thought.
One of the difficulties of preserving liberty in time of danger is that danger stimulates hatred and fear, which often take unwise forms and are apt to produce quite needless intolerance. This attack on one of the fundamental principles of freedom must be recognized and thwarted. Intolerance is dangerously inconsistent with the goal of liberty.
We're destroying work. Scores of them, hundreds of them, every day.
Men are prone to believe what suits their case, even if the evidence is very slight. Democracy, unfortunately, is not incompatible with persecution.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Freedom is slavery.
Optimistic propaganda.
plus on goods. Narrow the range of thought.
Lie.
In fact, there will be no thought as we understand it now. Every concept that will ever be needed will be expressed by exactly one word, with its meaning rigidly defined and all its subsidiary meanings rubbed out and forgotten.